Hey guys, and welcome to the show. I have a great one for you today. We're going to talk about the Surface 3. Yes, that's right, the brand spanking new Surface 3. And to help me with that, I've got one of our awesome Microsoft Store guys. So without further ado, let's play the music. Guys, I'm here with Scott Picorni. He's a sales guy at one of our Microsoft stores in Tampa. Scott, how you doing?
Doing good, Lex. Thanks for having me on.
And so there's a little bit of Taste of Premier trivia here with you, because you actually had a cameo appearance in the Surface 2 video.
I did. Before I took over the store manager role here in Tampa, I was a sales, or I was a services manager at the Florida Mall store, and I appear as an Easter egg in the background on the Surface 2 video about midway through. Yes, it's true.
Yeah,
and
you
I didn't
do.
Realize it till I'd watched it with you just prior to this. So very much Taste of Premier scene.
I didn't realize it either, but it was pretty funny because we're sitting there. We're watching. So let me explain for everybody that's out there watching this how this works, right? I find interesting guests and topics to talk about. And so I really wanted to do a Surface 3 episode. And here's a little bit of the backstory. I told myself I was going to hold off on buying the Surface 3, Pro 3. So I didn't pre-order it or anything. But then as the day got closer, it was like, man, I have to have this. I have to buy one. So I went to the store the night before, and just to check, because I was down in Tampa, I have a place where my family and I like to go on vacation down there. And I was on vacation. I walked in. Scott, you were there. And I asked you how many you had left. You said, we just have a few that weren't pre-ordered, so be here early and you can get one. And I said, great. And I said, and by the way, would you like to do a Taste of Premier video with us and talk about the Surface 3? And I think you were kind of unfamiliar. It seemed like you were unfamiliar with the podcast, so I pulled it up and showed you the one that we did with James.
And all the memories came flowing back. Yep.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden we're watching it, and there you are in the background. So it was pretty funny.
Yep. It was good stuff. Well, I'm excited to be here today, too. I think the Surface 3 is an incredible device. Our customers seem to think it, too, and it's really exciting to talk to you about it today.
Yeah, absolutely. And so let's start. You know, it comes in three flavors, right? i3, i5, and i7, and then there are sub-flavors. Then we have some sub-flavors under that.
Yep. Correct. The i3 and i7 models will be available starting August 1st. The i5 models, both sets, the 8 gig and the 4 gig with the 256 and 128 gig hard drives respectively are available now.
Yeah. Yeah, and I ended up getting the, here's mine.
With the cyan cover, very nice.
With the cyan cover, purchased from your store.
Indeed. Thank you very much for that.
Yeah, no worries. I ended up getting the 8 gig 256 gig store, you know, hard drive version.
Awesome.
And, you know, I haven't looked back. I think there are a couple of really cool features that I kind of didn't think when I first heard about them that I'd love them so much. But to be honest with you, I can't live without them. And that is clicking the eraser on the pen, bringing up OneNote. Yep.
So good.
Yeah. I mean, that just makes my day. And the keyboard, the stand, being able to flatten the unit. Changing the angle is huge.
Yep. There's a lot of really great things about this device, especially when you look at some of what else is out there right now. I mean, it's 30% thinner than a MacBook Air. It's actually the thinnest Intel Core device ever made. So customers just get it in their hands and look at it, and it blows them away. It's incredible how much they were able to pack into such a small machine. I mean, at 800 grams and 0.36 inches, it's absolutely ridiculous the power that they fit in there. So it's been a huge generator of wow among our customers here at the kiosk. They come over, they look at it, and it's like nothing they've ever seen before.
Yeah, and I have another huge benefit that I discovered.
Sure.
If you travel a lot, the difference between a tablet and a laptop as defined by the TSA, does it have a fan in it? And so on the X-ray, so on the X-ray, if they see the fan, they classify it as a laptop and you have to pull it out. So with my Surface Pro 2, with my Surface Pro 2, I had to pull it out all the time to go through airport security. I don't have to do that with my Surface Pro 3.
Very nice. Very nice.
Yeah. So let me just ask you, you deal with customers every day. How's the general reaction been?
Oh, man, they love it. It's unlike any other device I've seen us release in my time with Microsoft. It really is in a class all by itself. It's great for the casual user. It's great for the most advanced business user that would need it. And anybody who looks and touches and plays with this device and gets to try the pen out or see some of the 2160 by 1440, you know, resolution videos that we have playing on it, they walk away with the, you know, I gotta have it with this device. It's really, you know, the previous versions of the Surface have been terrific and they've been awesome devices in their own right. But this one just takes it to a level that none of our devices have made it to before. And it's truly, I believe, a category killer in the tablet category. It does what an Ultrabook can do in the form factor of a tablet, and people love it for that.
Yeah, and to be honest with you, it's a lot more useful than any tablet I've ever seen. I mean, it's really a computer.
It's the tablet that can replace your laptop.
Yeah, and in fact, hang on, I want to show people what we're kind of talking about here. I'm going to adjust my screen brightness because I've got it turned a little bit down. I'm going to turn it up. So you guys should be able to see that and see my screen, I hope. There's some glare. Let me try and get rid of the glare. All right, so I'm going to log off. Let me just do this real quick. Yeah, so I'm signing out. So the screen is black. Here's my pen. All I had to do was touch the eraser on my pen, and now it's asking me to log in. Let me log in. Okay, so now I'm logged in. So I'm logged in. Now I'm going to do the same thing, right? I'm just going to hit my eraser, and automatically I'm in OneNote, and trying to do this backwards is really tough, but now I can write. Did that work? Hang on. There we go. It didn't work. I can't write upside down. There, I'm just trying to draw something on the screen. And so I love that feature. That's just killer. You're in a meeting. You need to take a note, you know, pretty quick. It just works.
Yep, and it even has in the desktop application a OneNote, which is included with the device. It's the first time we've put OneNote in a tablet. It has that ink to text. So if you don't have the best handwriting in the world, but you prefer to take notes by hand, you're able to go into the desktop version of that OneNote once you've used your digitizer pen and actually convert those notes into typeface. Another cool thing it does is in the PowerPoint app. So if I wanted to draw a circle in my PowerPoint app using the pen and ink a circle, hang on, I can draw a circle, and it will actually make that circle much better than I can draw. And let me see if I can't do a Lex over here and draw a square to give you a better example. But if I draw a hand-drawn square, it will convert that into a regular square. Same with a triangle. And it'll do it in shapes all the way up to a octagon, I think I've got it to, before it starts recognizing every multi-sided as a circle. But if you're using presentation tools, if you're wanting to draw arrows, it'll actually give you typeface versions of those in PowerPoint. Not to mention all the great touch functionality that you already get with Office 2013 on the Surface Pro 3. To have the ability for it to recognize shapes, recognize handwriting, and turn what you would normally use to create outside of a computer into actual typeface stuff, it's awesome. It's got so much wow factor, it's ridiculous.
That's cool. You know, I had no idea that we could do that. That was PowerPoint you were in?
Yeah, you can do that in PowerPoint.
Wow, I'm going to love that.
Yeah, convert to shapes. It's under the pen setting.
Yeah. So let's talk about ports, just because there's got to be somebody out there that wants to know what's included in it.
For sure, absolutely.
You know, so on the port side, I've got a slot here, and that's for the new power supply, and we'll talk about that in just a second. And then USB 3.
Correct, yep.
Yep. and then a DisplayPort like the other Surface Pro 2 had.
Exactly. And that the nice thing about that is, unlike a lot of the other tablets that are out there, that's a generic port. So that's a port that you're able to find replacements for anywhere. You don't have to buy the special Lightning Bolt or Thunderbolt or whatever kind of cable. You can that's a cable that you're able to replace easily. You can find anywhere. And it works on devices other than just the Surface. So it's a nice universal port that we have.
Yeah, it's interesting that you mentioned that, because I actually needed one. I took my daughter to college for an orientation and you know, had my Surface Pro 3 with me and the power supply. Get into the room, and there's this huge, beautiful flat-screen TV. And so the first thing I think of was, man, I wish I had an HDMI cable for that. Well, luckily, you know, there was a Best Buy right down the street. So I ran down to Best Buy, bought a DisplayPort to HDMI cable, you know, about a 6-foot one. I think it was, you know, $20 or something like that.
Very reasonable, yeah.
Plugged it right in, worked like a champ.
Yeah, that's one of the best things about Windows 8 is how easy it is to connect devices to it. It's as simple as going into your charm, selecting devices, and projecting to a second screen. It's 2 or 3 ticks. It's awesome.
Yeah, and the other thing is I've also got, along the same, you know, just along the same conversation path, I've also got a MiFi, or not MiFi. What's the acronym?
MyDi?
Thanks. Adapter. That's awesome, right? You just swipe in from the charm side, do project. Mm-hmm. It detects the adapter automatically, and whatever you see on your screen is automatically on the TV. Great for presentations.
And, you know, a lot of TVs now are coming, especially the new Samsungs. For instance, the ones behind us on our Xbox display, they come with Wi-Fi built in automatically. So if your device can connect to a Wi-Fi network, you can display on that with no adapter on your device at all.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. That's awesome.
A lot of TVs are coming that way, too. And then you missed one port on the back there where we haven't gotten to it yet, and that's the micro SD port located underneath that kickstand to give you that additional storage.
Yeah, I happen to have a huge one in mine. I've got the 128 gig card, which is awesome. I can store lots of video and music and documents, and it certainly makes...
50% increase to your hard drive space.
Yeah, exactly. It certainly makes for a less than boring airplane flight when I fly to the West Coast.
You can load a lot of movies on that.
Oh, yeah. And you know what? Speaking of that, and this isn't a Surface Pro 3 thing, I'm so glad that we decided in the video app to give people the ability to download an HD or SD.
Yes.
Because I have to admit, when I'm just watching something on the Surface, the screen on the Surface is awesome, and I can barely tell the difference between an SD movie that's been downloaded and an HD movie. But the download time
is way better. You're right. It's way better. I'm just piggybacking what you're saying. Absolutely. The screen quality is so good as it is that SD looks just as good as HD in many cases.
Yep. Yeah. By the way, I've tried the big Surface Pro 3 keyboard on a Surface Pro 2, and it does work.
Oh, good stuff. Good stuff. Yeah, it's just a little outside of the boundaries of it.
Yeah, exactly. So it doesn't fit right. So right now what I'm going to do is I'm going to try my Surface Pro 2 keyboard on my Surface Pro 3. And of course, that works as well. Here, let's just see if I can turn caps lock on and off. I can. Let's just type something in here. Hang on. Yeah, so it's working. It's working.
Good stuff.
It's not something that I would recommend anybody do, but just because I wanted to see if it would work, I decided to try it. Yeah, so that means that the ports are pin-for-pin compatible.
Yep.
Yeah, so that's pretty cool. Also, we've got the magnet at the bottom. I don't think we've talked about that yet, but the... The magnet on the keyboard gives you kind of an angled keyboard because it magnetically attaches to the front of the screen.
Yep.
And I like that a lot. The only thing I had to get used to was that it does, like, if you're used to touching with your finger the start button, sometimes it gets a little bit in the way. But that was, you know, that only happened at first for the first few days, and I have a feeling it was just because the keyboard was brand new.
Definitely. And with all the benefits that that type cover gives you, it's got that, you know, really, really way, way, way improved touchpad. It's 63% bigger. It's got a much better feel to it overall as a keyboard. So I thought that the minor inconvenience of having it a little too close to the bottom is far out overshot by how much quality was put into this version of the keyboard. I really think it's an awesome device.
Yeah, and so what I would say about that is that, you know, we had a great keyboard touchpad initially. And then when we did the backlit keyboard, I know a lot of people like it, and it's really just personal preference, but to me, I liked the old one better, the old touchpad better, and I really love the touchpad on the new keyboard. I mean, it's just unbeatable.
Yeah, this gets it right.
Yeah.
Definitely.
It's just unbeatable. And again, that the bottom of the keyboard too close to the start button, that's just a personal thing. And by the way, it fixed itself. Once the keyboard became less rigid, you know, after a couple of days of use, you know, because they're hard molded. They're molded, so they don't, you know, they have to learn where to bend.
And they're built to be sturdy, so they take a little breaking in. You're absolutely right.
Yeah. So once that started to happen, it was no longer an issue. So just a straight out of the box thing, I guess.
Right on.
But I love it to death. The pen, the two buttons, one of them's erase and the other one's select, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Cool. So, you know, what are your favorite features? You know, I know we've talked about a lot of the different features. What are the things that you like best?
The kickstand we really haven't talked about enough, and in comparison to some of the other devices that are out there, this is way better than most of them can even accomplish with additional items. Before, you just had your 22-degree angle, which the camera's set in to be straight ahead on. Really great feature. But now you go to a full friction-based 150 degrees. I can stop at any point on that. And one of the nicest things is if I don't want to use the keyboard, let's say I left my keyboard on my desk and I just want to pull my tablet out, the full 150-degree viewing angle is actually very comfortable to type on using the on-screen keyboard. So I love the fact that you have that form factor available. Previously, if you wanted to take advantage of typing while it was in kickstand and it wasn't on a keyboard, it was more like your sort of pick up the pad and type with it. It was less like a computer feel like it should be. And I think that the kickstand sort of addressed that in a big, big way. That's really, really awesome. Also, not enough can be said about going to that 12-inch screen size. It's 38% more viewing area than the previous Surface, and it's significant. It feels like a tablet still, but it feels like I used this term the other day, a big screen tablet. Like, you've got your big screen TVs, and they're not quite a big projector TV, but they're big screen. This is a big screen tablet, and it's a size that a lot of customers like. It's not too big that it's cumbersome to carry around or find a case for, but it's not too small that you feel like it's a remote control in your hand. Just the overall aesthetic, the overall looks, honestly, are my favorite thing about it. The shape, the way that it's just so thin and clean, it's quiet. You can't hear anything working in it, despite the fact that these are sitting on an i5 or an i7 in some cases. That's as strong as just about any Ultrabook out there. I'd have to say, though, favorite feature, besides the aesthetic, is the kickstand and how much of an improvement was made there. I mean, they answered anything we could have ever asked for with regards to the quality of the kickstand and making it functional with the device.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I would have to agree, especially, like you said, laying it flat and being able to type on it. That's huge.
Yeah. Huge. What other tablet can you do that with?
And I'll tell you what else it's good for. When you're on that plane and you've got the tray down, you can lay it way back and watch movies on it. That's awesome.
Exactly. Yep.
Can you guys tell I fly a lot?
Yes.
Also,
well, it's perfect for that.
Yeah, it is. So also, speaking of size, you know, to me, 8-inch tablets, for me, I know a lot of people love them, and I'm not talking bad about 8-inch tablets. My wife has one, and she absolutely loves it. She's got the Dell Venue Pro 8.
Yeah.
And it's a great tablet. But, man, I'm getting old, man. I can't see that tiny little text. So, for me, I love the size because it, you know, an 11-inch laptop is a little bit small. A 13-inch laptop is okay. But, you know, usually a little bit heavier. 12 inches is just perfect. It's just the perfect size.
It's the perfect size. You're absolutely right. And especially when it's presented, I mean, I don't think we've gotten like a full side shot. This is a Lumia phone in a case next to it, and there's not a huge difference in the thickness of it. It's really incredible how thin the device is at 12 inches and the fact that it has a full-on computer processor to it.
Yeah, yeah, and that, you know what, I'm glad you did that because that puts it in perfect perspective.
I'm actually going to take my Lumia phone out of the case. This is a Lumia 1520, and I'll show you just raw phone how close it is in size. And this comparison was actually done with one of our customers yesterday. He had both up, and I was like, gosh, it sure is close, but if I get the keyboard off here, now you can really see. That is a phone, and that is the device, and that is really, really close. And, I mean, that's a phone. That's a phone. It's the tablet that's as thin as a phone. It's incredible.
Yeah. So, hey, I got another question for you. That looks pretty good. What's the camera?
The cameras are 5 megapixel. They're also 1080p HD front and rear facing camera. You also have front and rear microphones, so you don't have to worry about if you're filming somebody in front of you with the front-facing camera, them only being picked up by the rear camera and getting the sound off. And the speakers on it are incredible. They're Dolby Audio Enhanced surround sound. They sound terrific when you're doing playback or watching movies.
Yeah, and by the way, they're front-facing. That's huge as well.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, you can see the speakers, you know, along the edge of the Surface Pro 3. I don't know if you want to hold yours up.
Sure.
I don't think I can see them on my camera, but okay, so I don't know if you can see the little slit where the glass meets the side of the frame, but there's one on each side, and those are the speakers, and they're actually front-facing.
It is a little hard to see. I'm trying to... There we go.
Yeah, I can see it. I can see it.
Good stuff.
Yeah, it makes a huge difference.
Definitely.
Makes a huge difference in sound. And, of course, the headphone jack is, you know, on the side up near the top. And that works great as well. Samples? Have you gotten any demo units of the i7 yet, or seen one or played with it?
Haven't got to play with the i7 or the i3 yet. I know that the form factor remains the same on each device. We're still going to obviously put the i7 through a few more intensive trials when we get it here in the store and see how well it handles some stuff, but by and large, I mean, we're expecting it to be just as beautiful and well put together a device as the i5s that we've been seeing. So we're excited to get them, though. We have a lot of customers that have been waiting on both the i3 and the i7. We're really excited to get to meet their needs on the first.
Yes. Yeah, so I think it's the same case, right? There's not anything different, is there?
Aesthetically,
or do you know?
Aesthetically, it's exactly the same. The only thing different would be printed under the kickstand the information containing what processor and hard drive size.
I know mine says 256, but I didn't know it said i5.
No, it would say just your hard drive size. On the i7s, we're not sure what it says, but on previous versions of the Surface Pro, since they were all the same size, it didn't give processor information. On the back, it should just give your hard drive size.
Cool. Yeah. So just refresh my memory. The i3s come with how much memory and what size hard drives?
They're available with a 64 gig, and they come with 4 gigs of RAM. Your i5s are 128 and 256 with 4 gigs and 8 gigs respectively. And then your i7s are 256 and 512 with 4 gigs and 8 gigs respectively.
Okay, so there's only going to be one i3.
Correct.
Okay, yeah. So not a 128 gig i3, just a 64 gig?
Correct.
Yeah, okay. All right. And I think the price that we announced for that is like $799.
Exactly, yeah. And you can still pre-order those on the website or at any Microsoft store, as well as the i7s.
Okay. Cool. Any parting words, any last thing, you know, anything important that we might have missed? Oh, I do want to ask you about the difference in the power supply connector.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Yeah, one of the things that I really like about the new one is that it seems to snap in with a lot less effort.
Much easier because of the fact that it's recessed in the device, and I don't have the charger over here to show it to you, but that little slit right there on the side, That is where your power goes into. It's so easy to plug in now. You can actually hold it by the power cord itself and just kind of aim the charging port to it, and it snaps right in. Once it's in, it doesn't slide out. It can't be rubbed against. It just secures it a lot better. It feels a lot more well put together with it, with the new format of the charger and the way that it attaches to the device.
Cool. Any new Surface 3 accessories coming out? I know the docking station is coming out.
Yeah, we're excited about the docking station. I don't have a whole lot of details on it yet, but we know that it will be out August 15th. It was among our most popular accessories, obviously with the exception of the Type and Touch covers, for the previous version of the Surface, so we're expecting it to be just as popular this time. We've heard about some other accessories. I can't really get into what I've heard because it's totally just speculation at this point, but it sounds like this device is going to be really well supported on the case side, as well as with the different options available for mini display ports, not only adapters but cables in your case. We've got exclusive keyboards, for example. I saw that you got the cyan, but we have the exclusive Microsoft Store red keyboard that's only available at Microsoft stores. And then Best Buy has an exclusive darker blue, not quite as pretty as the cyan one you have, but a little bit darker keyboard that's exclusive to them as well. So I just encourage anybody watching, if you haven't seen the device yet, getting a picture of it on TV or seeing it on this podcast doesn't do it justice. You've got to go. You've got to pick it up, hold it in your hands, and really experience how incredible the device is and really the possibilities that you have with this device should you come to own one.
Yeah, absolutely. I can't say enough about how much I love mine. It's fast. It's light. It makes my life a lot easier. I used to carry a huge backpack. Now I carry just this little thin, kind of a satchel deal with a strap.
Much better.
And that's all I have to have. Yeah, that's all I need. Everything that I need is right there. Also, the other big benefit is that I don't have to carry two devices, right?
Yep, everything's all in one. It's the tablet that replaces your laptop.
Yep. All right, well, thank you so much for doing the show with us.
Thank you, Lex. Let me know if you'd like me to stop by again. It's always great being on with you guys.
Yeah, we'd love to have you. In fact, I'm thinking maybe we'll do something when the docking station comes out. Let me tell you how I use mine. So I've got the docking station for the two, and I've got three monitors. And the way that I do that is I've got a USB port replicator that I plug into the back of my docking station, and then I just power two of the monitors with that, and then power one of the monitors with the docking station port as well.
Display port, nice. Good stuff.
Yeah, and it just works, right? I sit at my desk. I've got an array of monitors. Everything's fast. Everything just works.
Awesome. Good stuff.
Yep. All right. Well, guys, that's it for this episode. It's been a lot of fun, and it's certainly been my pleasure to have Scott on the show. And anytime we can talk about a new Surface device, it's certainly one of my favorite times. So
I'm all about it.
Yep. So without further ado, that's your Taste of Premiere.
Thanks so much.